The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Where Washington comes to talk. And I wonder if our next guest is happy to hear about this rain coming into the area, considering he is the proprietor and president of the Trump Winery. It's harvest time, Eric Trump. Are you worried about this rain messing up your harvest down there for your great wines?
Well, not only do we have rain coming in, but we have construction next to our hotel. You just said there's a traffic jam right next to our hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah. So, rain is good for grapes, and it makes them grow. And, obviously this time you want as little rain as possible, but I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we've got so much to talk to you about your dad's plans for immigration today. But, I want to keep it here in Virginia. I mentioned that you run things. And, by the way, if you talk to anybody in the wine business in Virginia, they will say that Eric Trump really does run things down there. He is the man in charge, and you're so you understand Virginia business. Tell me how your dad can win the Commonwealth, especially with Tim Kaine on the ticket now.
Well, listen, I know very well. I went to Georgetown there in D.C. I spent a tremendous amount of time working on the hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue, 1100 Pennsylvania Avenue, the old post office building, which I think so many people see under construction.
Yep.
And right after I came out of college, we bought a great property right on the Potomac River in Loudoun County, and it's just a special place. It's kind of one of the places I learned the ropes of real estate with my father, and it's turned into an amazing success. Next year, we're hosting the 2017 Senior PGA Championship, which is really exciting. And then, the winery. We took a property that was, in bankruptcy. It was owned by a bunch of banks. There was tremendous fighting, and it was just one of the most beautiful properties, truly anywhere in the world. It's in Charlottesville, Virginia, and we turned it around, and we've really made it the number one winery anywhere on the East Coast of the United States. And it's just a
so. Can you convert? Can you convert place. That to votes, though? That's the concern.
Yeah, listen, I think we're going to do really well in Virginia. I mean, I really think we're going to do well in Virginia. Every time I'm down there, including on Monday, the support is absolutely tremendous. And, I understand Kaine's obviously in the state. Kaine also had the four largest tax hikes in the history of Virginia. I mean, year after year, every single year he was in, he had the four largest tax hikes. When he went in, unemployment was 3%. When he left office, unemployment was about 8.5%. And so Kaine doesn't exactly have a great record in the state of Virginia, and taxes went up dramatically during his time there. And I think our goal is to do the exact opposite. My father's been the biggest proponent of drastically reducing taxes across the board for everybody, which is really going to stifle the U.S. economy.
Eric, I want to talk about a big day in your dad's campaign. He's going to give this immigration speech. Want to know what you can tell us that we might hear. But secondly, we all awakened to the news, a sort of a surprise announcement, that your dad's going down to meet with the president of Mexico. Can you give us some TikTok on how this all came together? Because it was really quite a surprise. And what does he hope to accomplish there?
Well, the president actually invited my father down, and my father, jumped on the opportunity. And, my father will have the best relationships with foreign leaders around the world. But, my father is very much a believer in peace through strength. And, unfortunately, around the world, we've shown a lot of, weakness. We haven't enforced our laws. We haven't stood up to our allies. I mean, you see our relationship with Israel and what's happened. The people who we should be best allies with, quite frankly, we've treated with tremendous disrespect in so many cases, and the people who have never been our friends and who have never been allies to our nation, we've tried to befriend and it hasn't worked. And so my father's a big believer in peace through strength, and, we have a lot of common goals with Mexico. I mean, obviously, we have tremendous trade with Mexico. We have, obviously, the drug problem, that comes across the southern border. We have, real issues. And by the way, Mexico has the exact same issues in certain cases that we do. And I think starting a dialogue is very, very healthy and productive. And I think we'll have the best relationship we've ever had with Mexico. But I'm telling you, them and other countries will respect the United States if my father is commander-in-chief.
And that's the message he'll deliver today. What about the immigration speech that we'll hear later after that meeting?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he's a person who really believes in immigration. We have 320+ million people in the United States that need to come first. And, you know, he's a big proponent of America first. And there's tremendous problems associated with our southern border and with having people walk across. And, you know, there's tremendous drugs that come across the border. There's tremendous security issues. And also, I think last but not least, there's real job concerns, right? We have 100 million people out of the workforce in the United States. We have median incomes in this country that haven't gone up in 15 years. I mean, think about that. Our poverty levels in the last 8 years have skyrocketed across the country, mainly in inner cities and mainly in minority communities. You know, you can't continue to let illegal immigrants come into this country unchecked. Well, we have so many Americans, you know, people who were born in this country who are suffering every single day, whose lives haven't gotten better over a long period of time, and who are, quite frankly, making less money than they did 15 years ago when they were much, much younger. We've really got to stop that problem, and it really starts, or those problems, and it really starts down south.
Our guest is Eric Trump. He's a Virginia businessman, but also, of course, the son of Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president. And Eric, you just laid out the problems in this country, and your dad has done a good job of this as well. His slogan, Make America Great Again, suggests that we have lost our greatness. He says often that America doesn't win anymore. We're told that Hillary Clinton is going to give a speech today extolling the virtues of American exceptionalism and try to get to basically send a more patriotic message in her mind and in the media's mind than your father has been doing. And she's going to emphasize the fact that your father has built a lot of or made a lot of products overseas and not chosen America. How can you embrace your love of America in the Trump campaign there and embrace American exceptionalism, yet at the same time claim that we're not great anymore?
Yeah, no, we certainly have never claimed that we're not great. In fact, we're the greatest nation in the world. And, you know, in terms of being patriotic, my father has never taken a dime from the government. In fact, he's been the person who's signed the front of a check every single time, not the back of a check. I mean, Hillary's worked for government for the last 30 years. She's never had a private sector job. And, you know, it's kind of ironic. And
yeah, it's great for her. The country's great for her. She's gotten rich off it.
100%. Listen, she's made since Bill and Hillary have left office, they as a family have made $200 million, I mean, or $250 million. What are they selling? I mean, that's the question I have for everybody. What are they selling? You know, if we do something, we're selling grapes. We're selling wine bottles. We're selling, you know, whatever it may be. We sell an apartment here or there or a hotel room. What is she selling? How do they make $250 million in a, 15-year period of time? What are they selling? And these emails have clearly shown that they sell influence, and it's so sad. And as a country, we're better than that. But, you know, listen, my father wants to fix the problems. We have an educational system in this country that's ranked 30th. I mean, think about that, 30th in the world. We're the best country in the world. We should be ranked number one in terms of education. By the way, you know, that's the most critical part of our society. The most precious part of our society is our youth, and we're doing an awful job taking care of them. And we need to do a much better job. We need to give school choice. We need to do much better by way of teachers. We just need to do a much better job. And there are a whole host of problems. The problem is we can't ignore them. And that's what she does. She ignores the problems. She doesn't talk about the problems. And, you know, hence the reason we're not fixing the problems. And just look at the Middle East. Look at the destabilization of Syria and Libya and Iraq under her leadership. I mean, it's really, really sad. We've spent, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars overseas. We've lost thousands and thousands of lives. And these countries are all in civil war now. I mean, her leadership and her decision-making has truly been awful, and it's cost our country immensely.
Yeah. Eric Trump, we got to leave it there, but it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us again.
Don't be a stranger.
Tell the whole family we said hi. All right.
Thank you. Check in on the hotel for me, all right?
We will. We will. We'll
see you later, guys.
We'll check the wine out, too.